Are we live?
Guys, welcome to my podcast. I'm so excited. This is weird. Welcome to Extra Pickles, please. So I created the name of this podcast literally the night before I left for Miami for my best friend's bachelorette trip. I was running on like 2 hours of sleep because we had to be at the airport by like 4 a.m. So if you know me, you know that I love pickles. Like pickles, pickled anything, honestly, but just like kosher pickles. Clausen, the best ever. I love pickles, and people who know and love me know that that is like the people just, they just know. I'm so nervous. This is crazy. Anyways, I created this podcast because for so long, I felt like I just like to fucking talk. I like to yap all the time. But I chose to make this podcast because I just felt like this was a reflection of my approach to life. Bold, unapologetic, and a little extra. I'm not just a little extra. I'm actually very big extra. I'm kind of dramatic too, I feel like. Just like asking for extra pickles means wanting more flavor, crunch, and zest. And this podcast will deliver extra depth, humor, and realness to everyday topics. Whether it's talking about mental health, lifestyle, or cultural experiences, or just everyday life, welcome to my collection of thoughts. And also, I hope you stay and enjoy the ride. So, first episode. I really don't know what to talk about, so I guess I should introduce myself. So, my name is Serena. That's my government name. I usually go by Rena. Do I give you guys my full government name? I don't know how this works. I don't think I'm going to do that in this first episode. But I'm Serena. I am the creator and host of this podcast. I plan on bringing on guests. I plan on having solo episodes. But this is going to be something so special to me because on these episodes, we're going to talk about, you know, all types of things. I already have my first guest lined up for the next episode, so I'm really excited for you guys to meet her. But yeah, I was born and raised here in Columbus, Ohio. I grew up in a suburb of Ohio. I grew up in Westerville, or I'm sorry, a suburb of Columbus. I grew up in Westerville, and boy, do I have experiences from that place. I am married. I have been with my husband for about 10 years now. We've been married for over 5. I have a dog. His name is Dino, and he's like the love of my life. My occupation. I'm a therapist, which is crazy. I never really saw myself as a therapist as a kid. Obviously, Asian households and Asian parent expectations. You know, I saw myself becoming a doctor or a pharmacist or even like a lawyer, but the feedback that I always got from my teachers in grade school was I talk too damn much. So being a therapist is very fitting for me. I'm a huge advocate for mental health, and I have had significant challenges myself alongside with breaking stigmas and trying to destigmatize it within my own family. Does it work? Not really, but I am my true authentic self when I'm around my family, and I just take a lot of pride in that. So I hope that this podcast could help whoever is listening to feel the same way and also know that you're not alone in this. I will be including a lot of mental health conversations, cultural experiences. I am Lao and Vietnamese. My mother is Lao. My dad is Vietnamese, and they're both refugees. I actually do plan on bringing one or the other or both onto my podcast to talk more about their experiences coming to America. And yeah, I'm just really excited to have something of my own and get this started. I went to the Ohio State University. They kind of have a bad rep right now, so I'm not going to promote it, but I was born and raised a Buckeye. I got both my bachelor's and master's in social work, and yeah, welcome to my life. Outside of being a therapist, I am somewhat of a content creator. I hate calling myself an influencer because I really don't be influencing anybody to do anything. I'm just here to make you laugh. I'm not afraid to be my true authentic self because there really isn't anyone like me. And I am silly. I am goofy. I do dumb shit in public because I have no shame. But I also know how to be a good human being, of course. What else? My favorite color is pink, but my boss has kind of veered me into the neutrals, so I'm in my neutral era right now. But overall, my favorite color is pink. I'm trying to think of like all the icebreaker questions that people would ask you. Did I play any instruments? I play the ukulele. But yeah, so I guess I'm gonna get into what to look forward to in my next episodes. I have a chronic illness, which I also don't like calling it a chronic illness, but my doctor calls it that. I have Meniere's disease, so I've been dealing with vertigo for like a lot of my adulthood life, and it also impacts my challenges with consuming alcohol. So I choose not to consume alcohol, and there's other reasons for that too, but we'll trauma dump another day. And I also enjoy talking about my life and sharing a piece of my life with everyone. I'm not really a private person. I kind of share everything with everyone because, like, I just like to talk. I just like to yap. Now, there are certain things that I do keep private, but for the most part, yeah, you guys are gonna know. You guys are gonna get to know me really well. What else? I'm trying to think. I have acid reflux. I'm an IBS survivor and a GERD girly. I guess I could also promote Sobriety Fest while I'm here. So Sobriety Fest is a Southeast Asian music festival that happens out in California. This will be my second year in attendance. It's been going on for 3, so unfortunately I missed the first year. I am an influencer but also a staff member, which is super cool. I have created content since 2020, and I typically make like a lot of Lao content because I'm bilingual and I speak Lao. I want to say fluently, but let's just say we struggle a little bit. So Sobriety Fest is happening this year in downtown Los Angeles, and I'm super excited to be part of it this year. I am a social media influencer coordinator, so I have the opportunity to connect with a lot of influencers across platforms. I should specify Southeast Asian influencers, and build connection, build network, and get them to come out and help promote and enjoy themselves. I discovered my favorite music artist at this festival. His name is Vanda, and he is a Khmer rapper. I don't speak Khmer, nor do I understand a lick of it, but Vanda is just an amazing artist, and his music, I want to say his music speaks to me, but I don't even understand it, so I can't even say that. But his music is just so good, and I really hope that I could share that with you guys. For the people that are listening, I want to just say thank you for tuning in. This is going to be a really short episode, but most episodes will probably be like 15 or 15. Just kidding. Most episodes are going to be about like an hour long. My next episode will probably air at the end of March because it will be including somebody I truly love and adore and has been part of my life for as long as I can remember. It's not my husband, but it's not my husband, but I am really excited to have them on. So the background might be different when you see me again, but yeah, I'm so excited that you're here and thank you so much for listening. For those that are listening, please make sure to subscribe or however the hell that works. But I'm really excited to start this journey with you guys. So I hope you all have a wonderful day and I love you all. Mwah! Bye!
How do I stop this? I don't know what I'm doing, y'all. I don't know.